This is a new patient visit. Name of the patient is Christine Wilkinson, CHRISTINEWILKINSON. Christine Wilkinson, date of birth is January 22nd, 1968. January 22nd, 1968. Date of accident is 10-23-2023. Date of service is 10-30-2023. The patient is here as a victim of an automobile accident. Leading to all the symptoms. The chief symptoms reported are severe pain in the neck, lower back, the left arm, with numbness of all the five fingers, pain in the left lower abdomen, both hips, both knees, bruise at the left hip. Numbness of the left arm is reported, difficulty in standing and walking, anxiety, sleep problems, as well as headaches. History of the automobile accident is reported as follows. On 10-23-2023, patient was traveling at around 1:30 p.m. as a restaurant driver in a Dodge Caravan vehicle at 35 miles an hour. She was not restrained. She was traveling on Southfield and 8 Mile Road area. She reported that on 8 Mile Road West, she was traveling. There was a green light and she was trying to get onto Southfield Freeway going south for a doctor appointment. There are two lights that control that entrance. Another car came head on through the red light and hit her on a driver's side, T-bone on driver's side. The airbags were deployed. There was a momentary loss of consciousness. It was not a hit and run accident. The police arrived at the scene. Ambulance arrived at the scene. Patient was taken to the hospital via ambulance to the Providence Hospital. The other driver got the ticket and she was basically traveling through the green light. Regarding the damage, patient report that both the doors are damaged on the driver's side. The tire axle are damaged. Engine is broken. Transmission is broken. The car was total and was not drivable. Airbags were deployed. The back window is broken. Front windshield is cracked. And although inside the vehicle, the seat belt, steering wheel, headrest are okay. Regarding the injury, patient report that she believes she may have lost consciousness momentarily, but not for a long time. She immediately started having severe headaches. She hit her head into the window and she hit her chest to the steering wheel. She hit the chest to the seat belt, which tightened up so hard, and her left shoulder hit into the window. Whiplash to the neck was reported. The left hip is also hit into the door. History of presenting illness. Patient report that she is suffering from severe headaches, which are 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. And it lasts for several hours and they are off and on. They are present on the left temple and they are mild to moderate, off and on, sensitive to the noise, not sensitive to the light. Associated factors are there's no nausea, vomiting, seizures, or aura. Additional symptoms of TBI, patient report that she does experience ringing in both the ears and buzzing in the ears, as well as loss of balance and confusion. However, patient denies any dizziness, vertigo, loss of memory, seizures, loss of consciousness, forgetfulness. She denies any disorientation. She denies lack of focus, lack of concentration, or incontinence of the urine bowel. She denies any vision problem like double vision or blurred vision or loss of vision field. She denies any TMJ problem or smell problem, taste problem. No issue to the face is reported. Patient report that on the day of accident, she went to the emergency room of Providence Hospital or Extension Hospital, where she was there for 10 hours. CT scan, x-rays of the knee were done. X-ray of the head and neck were done. And they were reported to be all okay. And then she was discharged. And she tried home treatment thereafter, like massage, muscle relaxer, heating pads. But the pain did not get better. Regarding the pain, patient is suffering from pain in the neck, which is around 8, with radiation to the left arm involving all the 5 fingers. She also reports of severe pain in the lower back, which is 9 on a scale of 1 to 10, with radiation to the left front thigh in a L3-4 nerve distribution. She reports pain in both the knees, which is around 5. She also reports some pain in the left flank area without any blood in the urine or bowels. All of these pains are reported to be continuous as throbbing, shooting, stabbing, sharp, cramping, aching, tender, painful. The patient reports that pain level is from 7 to 10, ADLs are affected 10. The modified factor for the pain is worsened by standing, walking, driving, bending, and improved by lying down. There is associated numbness, tingling of the left arm and left leg anteriorly with the muscle weakness and poor grip of the left arm. However, there is no bladder bowel incontinence. So far, patient reports of having CT scan done and x-rays done, which were all found to be negative. No other treatment patient has had so far, no physical therapy or chiropractic treatment. System review, patient reports of high blood pressure. She is taking 5 mg Norvasc. No other medical problems are reported. Past surgical history, she has a kidney stone type 2, which was removed by surgery at Beaumont Hospital. Allergies, none. The family history, patient reports that mother is deceased due to a brain tumor. Father is deceased due to cancer of the pancreas. 8 brothers, 6 sisters. Patient reports 2 brothers died in car accidents and 1 brother died in asthma attack. And 1 brother died in stomach cancer. Relationship status, patient has 2 children. One daughter, 32-year-old, who lives with her. Employment status, patient is a daycare provider. And she teaches 1 to 4-year-old. Disability, she never filed for a disability. Currently, she is self-employed. Legal history, patient does not have any attorney. Personal history, patient does not drink, does not smoke, does not use recreational drugs. Regarding the ADLs, patient has reported that the standing, running, home chores, doing laundry, doing yard work, vacuuming, cooking in the kitchen, and arranging the cabinets are affected 10. Toileting and opening containers are affected 7. Ability to lift dinner plates, cooking in the kitchen, and dressing are affected 6. Physical examination. This is a 55-year-old African-American female of a average build, nutrition, alert-oriented, cooperative and conscious. No sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, calling it here. She is sitting comfortably and well-built, well-nourished. Hydration is good. No acute distress, shortness of breath, severe pain faces are noticed. Patient does not appear to be overly anxious or lethargic. And she has a good attitude and demeanor. She is able to walk reasonably well. She's a 55-year-old African-American female. Height is 5'3", weight 143. Blood pressure is 183 over 131. Pulse is 96, pulse ox is 98. The rest of the exam comes from the template, including the neurological examination, that is, it's normal. Musculature examination is normal. The musculoskeletal examination, the inspection and palpation is normal. In the spine, tenderness is present in L4-5 spine. And C5-6-7 spine. Bilateral sacroiliac joints are also tender. And range of motions of the cervical spine. Forward flexion is 40, extension is 50, bilateral side flexion 40, bilateral rotation is 60. The lumbar spine forward flexion is 50, the extension is 15, bilateral side flexion is 20, bilateral rotation is 25. The maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain in cervical spine, Hoffman sign was negative, Sperling sign was positive, Lerman test is positive, destruction test was positive, Toto Hall test is negative. Thoracic spine, the Roos test negative, Slum test negative. In the lumbar spine, Brzezinski Kernick test is negative, straight leg raising test is positive at 35 degrees, control lateral leg raise test is positive, Vigor test is positive, Kemp test is positive, Brzezinski sign is negative. Sacroiliac joint, bilateral sacroiliac joints are mildly tender. Standing flexion test is positive. Iliac compression test positive. Destruction test negative. Favor test positive bilaterally. Gosling test is positive bilaterally. The extremities examination. Examination of the both knees and the left arm is exceptional. The rest of the extremities, which includes the right upper and both lower, are completely normal. Examination of the left upper extremity reveals that the shoulder is completely normal and is non-tender. Range of motion of the right arm is completely normal. Muscle strength is 5x5. No motor weakness is noticed. And special tests are conducted. Hawken Kennedy test was negative. Empty beer can test negative. Sneer test negative. Speed test negative. Anterior apprehension test negative, posterior apprehension test negative. The examination rest of the arm does not show any tenderness of epicondyles or olecranon process. No other fracture, dislocation, laceration, swellings are noticed. And the carpal compression tests are negative. Balance sign, tenor sign is negative. The grip is good. Examination of both the hip joints are completely normal. An examination of both the knee joints is also completely normal with no scar, erythema, effusion, and minimal tenderness is present in the peripatellar region, but there is no crepitus, grinding noise, or any popping noise. The range of motion of both the knees are completely normal at 135 degree of flexion. The anterior drawer, posterior drawer test are negative. McMurray-Steinman sign negative. Patellar apprehension test is negative. Collateral ligaments were slightly tender on the medial side, but however, they are not ruptured and no hematoma is observed. Diagnosis. In general, 110, V89.2 XXT, V79.891. CNS R51, R42, 41.1, S09.90XA, nerves M79.2, muscles M79.1, ligaments M54.0. Pain in the right knee M25.561, pain in the left knee M25.562, cervical spine M54.2, 50.20, 54.12, 53.82, S13.4XXA, lumbar spine M54.5, 51.27, 54.16, 54.42, S33.5XXA, sacroiliac spine M46.1, S33.5XXA. Plan of care for Christine Wilkinson appears from the template. The treatment plan is as follows. The patient is provided the following medications, which are: number one, Mobic, 7.5 milligram, 2 times a day for anti-inflammatory and healing purpose. Laxeril, 10 milligram, 2 times a day for muscle relaxation and sleep. Tylenol with codeine, number 4, narcotic medication, 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN for pain relief, 60 tablet. Elavil 50 milligram at night for GAD disorder, pain relief and sleep. Neurontin 600 milligram 2 times a day, 60 tablet for healing with the brain trauma and other radiculopathies. And Furoscid 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN for headaches. And lidocaine ointment is provided for topical pain relief. Patient is ordered back brace and a neck brace also for healing. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry is yes if the patient requires anxiety or depression relief, panic, then yes. Fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRIs. We are requesting the record release from the hospital emergency room visit. So far, we don't have any. Interventional pain procedures, none are being recommended at this moment. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych, none. Attended care, case worker, none. Past medical records are being ordered release. Investigations, no investigation is being ordered until we have reviewed the hospital records. DMS, patient is provided with back brace and a neck brace. Education is yes. And disability, patient is disabled for housework and work, and the transportation has been ordered, and direct contact is yes. Thank you.